evening. Welcome, everyone. This is the Winchester Town Advisory Board meeting of April the 13th, 2021. I would like to begin this meeting officially with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'd like to ask Mr. Ken Dayton to lead us in that.
You got it. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And then moving right along, let's have a roll call. And start with me. My name is Robert Mikes. To my right,
John Villabos.
I'm Ken Dayton.
And
Patrick Becker.
And I'm not Steph.
Judy Siegel.
Hey, Judy Siegel's here. And staff, please.
Victoria Bonner.
Thank
Mona
you.
Begley from Planning.
Thank you.
Beatrice Martinez, Clark County Commissioner's Day Women's Office.
Right. Is there anyone else that's in the staff here? No? Okay. Thank you. I even marked that down, mentioned the staff. Please turn off all electronic devices, telephones, etc., until the meeting is over, and take all private conversations outside of this room. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, please, and step up to the speaker's podium. We have one. Clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board majority vote. Okay. Anything else? Anything else so far? Let me see. Next, I would like to have a vote for approval of the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Did you say aye?
Yes, sir.
Approval of the agenda for April 13th.
I move to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passed. And any informational items coming up?
No informational items, none here either.
Okay, well, let's move on to planning and zoning. Item number one.
I need to note that I need to be recuse myself from the second item on the agenda.
From the second item on the agenda. Okay. Let's consider that approved. Do you have objections?
I don't have an objection. No. Do we need to discuss the reason or just go with it? Why are you involved?
There's a requirement from the Department of Aviation, which is my employer.
Oh, yeah. In that case.
I don't have any objection.
Okay.
Neither do I.
You are excused in the second item. Where am I here? Oh, yeah. UC21-0126-SAIA, Gabriel Gomes, Jr., REVLIV Trust, and SAIA Gabriel Gomes Jr. TRS for a use permit for proposed daycare children facility within an existing retail and office warehouse on a portion of 9.1 acres and an M1 light manufacturing adult use overlay zone, generally located on the north side of Desert Inn Road and on the east side of Highland Drive within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead and tell us what you want us to know about this.
Good evening, Stacy Michaels with Argenta Law on behalf of the applicants. So as mentioned, this is an application for a use permit for a daycare facility on a parcel of approximately 9.1 acres. It's located here on the northeast corner of Desert Inn and Highland. And there's a lot of existing buildings and activity already on the site, but the use in question will be the daycare facility over here on the very north end of the parcel. So the building itself is approximately 3,378 square feet, and there will be an enclosed outdoor area for children to play, and that will be enclosed with a 6-foot decorative masonry wall so that it's secure and keeps the kids safe. There's adequate parking on the site, and the daycare facility would be able to accommodate approximately 42 children inside of varying ages. The property can be accessed either off of Desert Inn or up here off of Highland. And as you'll see by this marking here, the applicant will suggest to all patrons of the daycare that they access the property at the Highland Road entrance. That's the quickest and most direct way to get to the daycare facility without having to impact or cross by many of the other businesses on the property. And as I mentioned, the property has more than adequate parking to meet the needs of this application, so we're not asking for any waivers or variances or anything of the sort. Now, staff did raise a few concerns in the staff report about the use, and so I wanted to address those if I could. The first is that staff had concerns with this use within a commercial and industrial complex. But many of the existing daycare facilities in Clark County are located in commercial complexes. And I actually gave examples of quite a few in my justification letter, and I think staff actually referenced them in the staff report as well. So there's some, just to give you an idea of some of the locations where these are already taking place in commercial locations. The next issue that staff raised is that the property's location within the adult use overlay makes it an incompatible use. But the zoning, and neither the zoning nor the adult use overlay prohibit a child care facility to take place in those areas. They are permitted with a use permit. Other adult non-adult uses have been historically approved in the adult use overlay. While I will, you know, admit that there's not a tremendous number of youth-oriented uses, they have been approved. There's restaurants in the adult use overlay that cater to families that are not limited to 18 or 21 and over. There's other office, medical, retail businesses that are not limited to 21 and over. So there are other non-adult uses in the overlay, so that's why we feel that that's really not an issue. Additionally, there have been other daycares located in traditional adult uses across the county over time. We have daycare facilities located across the parking lot from taverns today. We've had daycare facilities operated within casinos. And in fact, I think there's still one or two that I could name if I had to that are operating within licensed casinos at this very moment. So we feel that, yes, while staff raised a concern about the compatibility of the daycare use and it being an adult use overlay, that that's really not an issue, given that you can access the property. And it's really, it'll be up to parents. If parents feel like it's not appropriate, they obviously wouldn't enroll their children in this location. But I suspect that the approximately 500 employees that work just on the property that we're applying for alone have daycare needs and would welcome the opportunity to be able to bring their children to a daycare that's convenient to their work location and not have to drop them off somewhere else on the other side of town far from where they work and incur that additional expense of travel time and daycare. One of the other issues that staff relayed was safety related to pedestrians. And we think we've addressed this by encouraging all of the patrons of the daycare to come in, avoid the bulk of the activity on the southern end of the site and park, and then walk their children into the daycare like you would at any other daycare facility. That's common practice. So really, the pedestrian risk here is no greater than any other commercial use where people park in the parking lot and then walk themselves into the building. So it's the applicant's belief that this use will not result in an undue adverse impact on the adjacent properties. And we think that's evidenced by the fact that most of the concerns raised by staff really had to do with the impact the adjacent properties would have on our use and not vice versa. So we are requesting your approval of this application, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Oh, all right, thank you. Any questions or comments from the audience, for or against? Nothing? Okay, from the board?
Yep.
Fire away.
Do you have anything, Patrick? Judy, do you have anything?
Is this their first daycare that they will have in Las Vegas?
Yes, the applicant doesn't operate daycare facilities currently. In fact, ideally they're going to partner with a daycare operator to do this, but given COVID and the economy the way it is, it's difficult to get any meaningful conversations around that without being timelines in place.
Okay.
Is this something that is geared toward the employees primarily on the site? Because you said there were 500 employees that would be able to take advantage, if they so chose or needed to,
correct,
of this facility.
Yeah, that was really the impetus for the
So it's kind of like a company-sponsored...
That was the idea behind it originally, but mm-hmm. in doing our due diligence, we realized there's really no daycare facilities anywhere in the vicinity.
Well, no, that's resort probably corridor. Because there's not too many people that live in that area.
Correct, but they
so,
work down there. So
right, but they work down there, but they don't really live in that area,
correct.
So daycare facilities sometimes shy away from neighborhoods that don't have residential...
Correct.
Components to them. Okay, so it sounds to me like it's originally was started as a project where the employer was like being nice to their employees and
yes.
helping out. Okay,
seeing
got
a need
it.
That they can hopefully help.
Okay, that helps a little bit me understand better, because I got to tell you, the location would be not. I mean, a strip club maybe, but not there. A daycare wouldn't be my first thought. Wouldn't be my first thought. Now, is there a reason why it's located in Handikava on the property? In other words, why do you have them trekking across like settlers instead of putting it over here right along Highland in that upper northwest corner right there?
Is this what you're talking about? So this is actually owned by NDOT.
Okay.
This parcel to the north, and so we have an agreement to be able to use it for parking
uh-huh.
for the property to the
but
south.
But not actually, a structure can't go on.
Correct, and this is an existing structure on the property
mm-hmm.
that can just be retrofitted to accommodate
okay.
use versus ground up construction.
Okay, that makes me understand why it's somewhat remote from the entrance, not to the buildings, but...
The entrance of the property.
Yeah, you have to go away to get there.
Sure.
What are the hours of operation of the daycare going to be? Because it didn't say anything about that in here.
Honestly, because we're not 100% certain until we get a daycare partner that would operate this. I mean, historically, daycares have operated within traditional work hours, like 6
and in
a.m.
Nevada, that's 24 hours
exactly.
a day.
Exactly. And there have been 24-hour daycare providers in Clark County that have operated. But it's really something that until we get into the business negotiations with the daycare partner that we can't really...
I have a question. You're aware that this is an adult overlay district?
Yes.
And you want to put a venue in there for children in an adult overlay district?
I do. And we're on the edge of the adult overlay district. You have to imagine from this corner, it's literally... a block to the fashion show mall. So,
well,
which many people pass by the adult overuse.
That's part of my point. We're talking
yeah.
we're talking about children here. So we're going to march them in under the sign for, what is it, Area 15 or?
Yeah, Planet 13. Planet 13.
Okay.
Area 51 is different.
Yeah.
don't go there.
I don't think that's good for children. And immediately next door is the, I'm going to mess this up too, Erotic Museum.
Yeah, that's actually over here. Yeah.
And you guys think that's good for kids to be around that too?
I don't think it's good. good for kids to be around it, but I think that it's acceptable for their parents to choose to take them to a daycare that's convenient to their parents and while their parents are transporting them there and back. Because the reality is that anybody that visits the Fashion Show Mall, the Adventure Dome, passes by adult uses routinely on Industrial. I mean, there's literally an adult use directly across the parking lot from the Adventure Dome, which is geared towards children. Now, the Adventure Dome's not in the adult use, but it's immediately adjacent.
There's a wall around this thing, right?
The railroad goes right here.
No, but I mean around the facility, my dear. In other words, there's going to be a...
Oh, around the play area. It'll be enclosed 6 feet high so the children won't be able to see out to what's going on around.
Right. Now, is that around the building or is that just around the play area only?
Around the play yard, because once they're in the building as well, then they're in the building.
Okay.
So the only time they would leave the building during the day would be to go out into the play yard.
Okay, they're not all...
Which has the 6 foot enclosure,
yeah,
correct.
Yes, there's no in and out, except with parents.
Oh, unless their parents come and retrieve them.
Right, exactly. That's my point.
I have a question.
Robert, I'd like to make a motion.
Nice.
Can we finish questions first?
We're not ready yet. We're still in the question period.
That's okay. No problem.
I wonder if were it to be reversed, if the daycare was already there first and the dispensary came in and said, I want to put a dispensary or strip club right next to the daycare, if they would run into some sort of, if they would require waivers, if it would be legal, if the
code... My understanding is there's... Well, sorry, I'll defer to staff.
That's where I come in. Mm-hmm. It would not be permitted.
The dispensaries would not be able to... Yeah.
Correct. Dispensary, and, adult use, liquor and gaming, et cetera.
Right. So, I mean, that's...
So the reverse wouldn't work.
The daycares are the ones that we protect from.
Right.
The separation requirements. So this is a choice. That's why it's a special use permit. Mm-hmm. For them to go into these districts. So it's not directly permitted by using the word permit under a special use permit. It can be a misnomer for people.
Uh-huh.
So that is why it is at consideration by town board and commission.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's concerning, you know, to look at the side of the cannabis businesses, an industry that people are excited about, that is a new industry, still is not received legal kosherness on the federal level, would we be jeopardizing their license? You know, could Planet 13 all of a sudden...
Before we go any further, I only know one speaker. I need introductions from the other two. And
I'm Lorna Fegley with planning staff.
She's county.
I'm county staff.
Hey. Mr. Mikes, I'm Layton Kohler. I'm an employee of the applicant. I'm a manager of the company and a board member.
Oh, okay.
Your comment struck a tone with me. We spent a lot of time thinking about how we could provide this need for our employees. There's been a buzzword up in legislation these days, and that's social equity. And one of the things that we identified here, was pointed out, we have 500 employees working in this facility. We have a restaurant, we have a dispensary, and there was a desire to find a way to provide daycare services, and that caused the bigger picture. We selected this site very carefully because we can direct traffic through here. We have a very strong security presence that can keep unwanted elements away from here already as part of our other company. And so
I thought you guys selected it because the building was already there.
As opposed to inside the building.
Oh,
we wouldn't
I see.
Do that because then you're bringing the children directly to the you know visibility of what's going on in the building. And so we thought we put it back here. We have, you know, we can control the access and direct anybody who signs up, make sure they come back here, have designated parking areas over here, so that there's a direct route and a screening and a shielding away from the other activities. We looked around the area also to see if there was additional services. There's just nothing like this in this whole area, and there's a lot of other businesses around here that we thought could benefit, which is why we opened it up to a bigger concept of a fully licensed daycare facility. We don't have any other ability to offer anything like this to our employees unless we went this route. We just didn't see a way to do it. So we shared your concerns, is my point, as to the location, but we did our very best to designate it away, segregate it away, built in the concept of the 6-foot wall so the children can't see out to the activities and adults. And all the activity is occurring along this road here. This is the pull-in, this is the entrance, and that's pretty much how it works at our facility.
I have a question. So you have 500 employees, is that 500 employees with children or 500 employees?
500 employees, but we're growing.
Do you know how many of those have children?
As I sit here right now, I don't, a significant amount. We have a pretty young employee group.
What are the two resorts that you mentioned you're aware of that are currently operating daycare within the casino resort?
The Red Rock Resorts has the Kids Plus, which operates off the side of the casino floor and is open to the public.
Yeah.
And I believe that they have that same concept in some of their other casinos around town. And at one point in time, the Sands had an operating daycare for its employees on site.
If I may, as a parent, as well as a planner, Kids Quest are not for traditionally employees. Those are short-term and are limited to the number of hours that the children can be in the center. Those rules also apply to outside daycare centers. And so station casinos had off-site employees at Palace Station and Green Valley Ranch. Red Rock Casinos is a Kids Quest, like you said, same with Green Valley Ranch and Henderson. I'm sorry, I misspoke about the one that was on site. That's at Sunset Station. So usually it's the Sunset Station groups that have on site. MGM at one point had on site daycare at the MGM Tropicana. Sorry, I just get that one in Valley's confused in my mind because I'm old. So, but at Tropicana location had on site daycare. And they haven't had that for at least 10 years, or at least since the last recession.
Now, those ones that you just mentioned mm-hmm. are to provide daycare for their employees?
MGM, Tropicana had employee, Sunset Station included employees, and Palace Station for employees. Those are the ones I know off the top of my head.
I believe the Sands was also.
Sands
was also.
Yeah, on the back side of Sands, mm-hmm. they have one as well. Sorry, I don't want to forget that.
And
that was really well hit.
I think one of the Boyd properties does too. It's either Orleans or maybe it's Suncoast. It's one of the ones they bought from the Gaughan Group, from Michael Gaughan.
If you go 3 or 4 miles east on Desert Inn, there's about 30 daycare facilities right around this neighborhood. It's not that far from the near. You mentioned like the convenience and not there not being daycare options anywhere around the area. I personally would consider this area not too much of a burden to swing in on the way to work, but that's neither here nor there, for the record.
Yeah, but most daycares you pay by the amount of time your child is there. So if you have to drive an extra 20 minutes on each end of your commute to drop your child off, that's, that adds up over the course of a year.
Sure.
To somebody who has limited means to pay for mm-hmm. that service.
I have no further questions.
Any other questions?
No, sir.
Judy, you have anything to say?
No, I don't.
Okay, now, what did you want to do? You want to make a motion?
I wanted to make a motion.
Okay. Go ahead and make one.
I wanted to go with staff recommendation of denial. Don't think that a child facility should be on this street.
I second.
I'm not sure I understood. What did she want to do?
The motion that she put forth is for denial.
Per staff recommendation.
Oh, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Your motion passed. Is that with one condition, including staff conditions?
No. Straight
denial.
Straight denial.
Oh, that's right.
Conditions.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your time. Thanks.
Okay. And the next item is... Okay. AP21-40036-UC18-0753-305-CCD LLC for a use permit, first extension of time, to commence the following. A high impact project. Two, a day spa with medical offices. Three, other offices. Four, retail sales and service. Five, restaurants and taverns with outside dining and drinking. Six, alcohol sales, beer and wine, package only. Seven, alcohol sales and liquor. I'm sorry, did I read that already? No, that's right. On-premises consumption of alcohol, service bars, supper clubs, and taverns. Nine, convention facilities and meeting rooms with kitchens. And 10, reduced separation between on-premises consumption of alcohol to a residential use, multiple family. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, increased building height. Two, reduced height setback ratio. Permit encroachment into airspace. Four, reduced setbacks. Five, reduced setback in the right of way and reduce parking. Reduce loading space. And eight, allow modified street standards. Nine, allow modified driveway design standards. And design reviews for the following. One, a high impact project. Two, it's a hotel. Three, day spa with medical offices. Four, retail sales and service. Five, restaurants and taverns with outside dining and drinking. And six, on premises consumption of alcohol, service bars and supper clubs and taverns. Seven, convention facilities and landscaping at the top level of the hotel podium on 6.1 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the south side of Convention Center Drive and the west side of Debbie Reynolds Drive within Winchester. The applicant, I see, is present.
Thank you. David Brown, 520 South 4th Street, on behalf of the owner-developer, who's also here in case you have questions. Since you read a mouthful, I'll skip some of the particulars. This is our first request for an extension of time. This was first approved in May of 2019. As I'm sure you can understand, with COVID, that's the basis for the main reason for our request for a three-year extension of time. I'm happy to report that the technical studies are completed for the project, the off-site permits are in the review process, the development and performance agreements as conditioned are not yet submitted to staff, but they're in the works, and we're asking for a three-year extension so we can execute all the required agreements, obtain all the building permits, commence and complete the project. As you might have seen today, our governor just made an announcement as where things stand June 1st, so we're very optimistic that things are moving in the right direction, and hopefully we will be able to complete the project within the 3 years.
Okay. Any comments from anyone in the audience on this item? Okay, I'll take comments from the board.
Is 3 years to commence from the granting of entitlements, or is 3 years to commence that you have 3 years to start construction and then... Then it continues.
It's 3 years to commence and complete the project with the with the extension.
Okay, thank you.
If I may, commencement is defined by Title 30 under Section 30.08 that says they're going to do their grading work and things like that, where they're physically moving dirt on the ground, that type of construction. So they would have 3 years from May 18th, which was the original approval date of 2021, so that would extend out to May 18th, 2024.
Okay.
They would have to commence by.
Thank you. Thank you.
I recall this project from the last time you guys were before us, and if my memory serves me, we already addressed most of the development standards in that prior meeting. Do you guys recall that? The board, my colleagues on the board?
Yes.
So, and we approved, or we recommended approval. So I think at this point in time, we're really just looking at the extension of time. Does that sound accurate?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just wanted
And for the record, I'm very excited about this project.
Great. I don't have any questions.
Judy, say that again.
For the record, she's very excited about this project.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't know the mask would affect your hearing.
Okay. Anyone want to make a movement here?
John, do you have anything for these guys?
I do have one or two questions, that's all. And because we have heard this a while ago, so just move to the most. My first question has to do with the Clark County Public Response Office. There's an active case on this property regarding vagrants.
I'm glad you brought it up. Can I fix it right away?
Yeah.
We spoke today, and they realized that he said he was going to make a note in the file. There was one couple, but it turns out that couple was staying in an apartment complex not associated with this. I assure you, it takes it very serious, but as recently as today, that was just resolved with them, and he said he was going to put a note in it that it wasn't our issue.
Okay, because it's listed on here as a vagrant camp.
Understood. We received the letter. It was dated April 5th, spoke to the gentleman who wrote the letter, and he commented today that he was going to put a note that he believes it's been fully resolved, and it was never a problem of the owners.
Okay, because that...
We take it very serious.
Good, because so do we.
Yes.
Wasn't there also an initiative to change Debbie Reynolds Drive to something else? They dropped it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Your memory is correct.
Yeah. I found other from a series of forms. Okay, so your development agreement has not been submitted yet.
Correct.
Okay. Ergo, so your performance agreement, et cetera, has also not been submitted yet.
Correct.
Okay, very good. I just want to get the status exactly on that, because I seem to be doing a lot of that lately. Okay, no, those are my only questions. My main concern was the open complaint on the vagrant camp. That was like, okay, that's not going to work.
Yes, I assure you it has been addressed.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. That was it for me.
Any other comments from the board?
No.
Oh, that's
I'm working. I'll make a motion if I may. I move to approve with staff conditions.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you again.
I gotta read this thing. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter listed on the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium and clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by a majority vote. Does anyone here want to make a comment? Finding none. The next meeting will be April 27th. Same time, same place, And meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.